This is Saskatchewan Afternoon. I'm Justin Blackwell. It's time now to dive into the business world in Saskatchewan. I'm joined by our business analyst, Paul Martin. And Paul, port strikes in Canada recently have been troubling for a place like Saskatchewan that relies heavily on exports. But when these ports are up and running, Paul, are they very efficient?
No, it's true. One of the economic analysts at Scotiabank decided to wade into this topic. Wasn't really anything that crossed my desk, but then I saw this and I thought, whoa, this is something business people need to think about, or policymakers need to think about in this country too. And there's a ranking, I guess, of all of the ports in the world, and it's about 400 of them, 405, I think. And actually, all of North America does not fare well. And we, of course, are familiar with the strikes in Canada, but just recently, the entire U.S. was on strike too. And they got some huge wage increases and settlements down there. But that was what caught the attention. What didn't was the wording in the contracts as well about preventing more technological advancement. The workers were trying to, not lose their jobs to machines. And so they had this stuff worked into these very long-term contracts. And what struck me in this was the analysis that ranked the ports around the world. And the top one in all of North America, which is in Philadelphia, not one we use, is number 50. That's the highest that anything in North America got. The Canadian ones were just, dismal, actually. We're like ranked 360 out of 400. And that's both Vancouver and Montreal. They're both in the same ilk, a couple of points apart. But really, they're not going to get any more efficient either going forward, because the kind of language that's being worked into these contracts is preventing any sort of increased technological stuff. And he compares it to what goes on, say, in Singapore, which is ranked in the top 20. It's very efficient. It's using a lot of robotics and AI and this sort of stuff. They're just going to get farther ahead. And North American ports are going to fall farther behind. And those of us like Saskatchewan, which is an exporting province, we rely on ports very heavily to get our product to market. We're just going to get less and less competitive. And that's got to come out of the cost of doing business somewhere. So you probably think it'll cost us more to ship. That means margins will get tighter for our producers.
And how do those ports become more efficient then?
Well, clearly it's going to require some policy making, where government's going to have to step up and say, no, this is actually an important priority, and we're going to override some of this stuff. And it's obviously, now that we have long-term contracts in place, particularly in the U.S., it's going to take a long time to get that implemented. And if you watch what's playing out in the U.S. right now with an election, the fight for the working vote is, clearly top of the table. And so you suspect that any of the political leaders down there are going to say to the longshoremen, nah, we're not on for that. No, I mean, they're talking about reshoring and bringing back jobs in America and all protecting American jobs. I think it's going to be it's going to put us into a less competitive situation. And I don't know how you fix it, at least not in the short term.
He's our business analyst, Paul Martin. Paul, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again soon.
Not at all. Talk to you next week.